It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back in here with us. Got another update. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning. We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. So this ongoing saga battle, whatever you want to call it, between Jason Whitlock and Joy Taylor continued. Yesterday, Cam Newton getting involved. So.
And Joy Taylor has not responded in any way to this lawsuit. Just her and Skip Bayless and Emmanuel Acho are in the lawsuit, Charlie Dixon, and everybody's reacted to it, but nobody from Fox has commented on
this. Well, they're being told not to say a word. Don't say anything. That's what their lawyers are telling them, so they're going to have to deal with all the slings and arrows out there right now.
Now, obviously, we played the clips the other day about the skin and the rack and the cans. And
that's
all that
right.
Stuff.
Big old cans, peanut butter skin.
Yeah. There was more, but I'm not sure when Jason Whitlock said it, so I'm going to start with the Cam Newton response to that stuff. Here he was yesterday reacting to the Whitlock comments.
Hey, Jason Whitlock. Hey, my guy. No, you're not my guy. Guy, come here. You're not that guy, pal. You're not. That big rack of hers, that's inappropriate. That butter skin, that's inappropriate. Like, bro, you're not that guy. So to comment on something like this, bro, stay in your lane.
And then he would continue.
Whether Joy did what she did, the accusations are true or not, stay in your lane, Jason. All right? Because, bro, like, you're having an outer body experience, and it's time for me to put you back in your body to let you know, bro, you're not that guy, pal.
All right, so we're all set up for
not that guy, pal. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, this is Jason. If any lane is Jason Whitlock's lane, this is it, because he worked at Fox. He does this controversial talk show. This is his lane. His lane was created for this particular story. You know whose lane it's not is Cam Newton's.
Because Cam Newton's life wasn't affected by this whole thing the way that Jason Whitlock perceives it affected his life.
Right. Well, here is where Cam now really goes after him.
Let's put it like this, since we want to get personal. Who you sleeping with?
What's she look like?
Like, bring her to the forefront. Yeah. Him to the forefront. Because now he's got to be open.
Yeah, he's got her.
You know what I'm saying? And it ain't no shade, but I'm just keeping it above. Yeah. This is a person who's, bro, like, been a villain in the industry for years. So I'm like, bro, we want to see her. Don't say no inappropriate things like that and not be questioned about that.
I mean, the hypocrisy there is amazing, because he says all of that stuff is inappropriate and then just goes down to that level to say maybe something even worse than that.
Yes.
So it's like, if you're going to say it's inappropriate and bad, say that and then just move on from it. Don't go, well, who are you banging? You know, like after that.
Well, by the way, Jason Whitlock didn't bring any of this up. This is out of a lawsuit that a makeup artist brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, Cam should be talking about the makeup artist or talk about what's going on at Fox, not Jason Whitlock's reaction to it. He's acting as if Jason Whitlock has put this all this stuff out there prior to the lawsuit exposing all of this or alleging all of this.
That's right. I think some of the stuff has gotten so personal, though, would be my guess, which is why he decided to say something.
Yeah, well, you know, Jason in the black community, a very controversial figure on his takes on things. And we all know that. And we all know when you turn him on, there's going to be brutal honesty from his eyes coming out of his mouth. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And he did not bring any of this up. He is reacting to what has been brought up.
And he worked there and had experience.
And he believes, from what I hear coming out of his mouth, he believes that he was adversely affected by the relationship between Joy Taylor and, what's it, Rick Dixon?
Charlie Dixon.
Charlie Dixon, I'm sorry.
Right, and like it or not, a story like this comes out, Jason Whitlock at this point in his career, he has got to milk every bit of this. That's what he has to do. It's entertainment. We haven't talked about this guy like this, I think, ever. He had that little bit of a Stephen A. Smith back and forth, but we have been talking about Jason Whitlock. He's using this story to further his career like he should be doing if he's in the entertainment business. And he may not like that fact, but it's a fact.
Well, within the black community, there are a lot of people that don't like his takes. That's the point. So now it's all pile on Jason Whitlock, when in fact he wasn't the one that filed the lawsuit. He's the one that's reacting to the lawsuit because, again, I say this, he feels like his career was sidelined because of this Joy Taylor.
Now here's Whitlock reacting to Cam Newton reacting to him.
I want to, best I can, play somewhat nice with you, Cam, because I feel sorry for you, and not in a condescending or I'm trying to degrade you, but when you're born with as much physical skill and talent as a Cam Newton, it diminishes your intellectual evolution.
That says,
imagine if I said that to you.
You see this Eric LeGrand coffee cup?
Yeah, really. Where would it end up? The last day I saw this Earth. All right, so then here's the last one from Whitlock that I have. It says, must be nice to be physically gifted as you are.
If I was 6'5" and easily as muscled up as Cam Newton and could do all the different things he could do as an athlete, why would I develop intellectually when the world has so much to offer me for developing physically? And again, part of that, particularly when you're black, is the system is rigged so that you're worth more as an idiot.
God. I mean, this guy.
Wow. I mean, but he is, yeah, he's a very bright guy, man. I'm telling you, he's a bright guy. He's got sharp takes.
What a takedown.
He knows how to use language. He knows how to say what he wants to say. And you can hear it.
I just love the fact that his thesis statement is, it's not your fault that you're an idiot. Which is unbelievable. Which is like twisting Cam Newton's brain into a pretzel, probably.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't and you? I could sit there and gut it up for hours. I mean, there's so much stuff.
That's the gist right
there. Yeah. So that's the gist. We'll see if there's a reaction today from Cam. Who knows?